The music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
An era of 60s underground music from around the world.
Retrospect 60s garage punk radio.
Great 60s garage punk, freak beat, and psychedelic. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospect garage punk radio.
What we're trying to do is create the electrical sounds of the universe using the newly attained music of inner space.
Again, Retrospect fans, I'm Phil Gray. This is Retrospect 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast, and it's episode 406, and it is what's going to be the final for Psychedelic September for this year. A month in which I dig deep into the Retrospect collection and dig out some obscure psychedelic gems, and I reckon that opening track fits the bill perfectly. From New York, they are called The Head Shop, also went under the name The Household Sponge. One eponymous album released on Epic Records in 1969, but get this, the promotional material is outstanding. Here's some examples. 9 musical chapters that will lead you into new musical and audiophile dimensions of psychedelic art and music. And a magazine ad said, "Do you want head? Blow your mind with the Head Shop album." It's been described as a demented fusion of 69-era heavy psych and 66-era garage punk. Perfect way to open this episode of Retrospect. Psychedelic September, The Head Shop with their track Head Shop. Well, there's pictured information on this next band up on our Instagram and Facebook. They're from Clearwater, Florida, west of Tampa. Very little information available, but they did release material on Paris Tower. 7-inch 45 released March 1967 from this band, The Inner Thoughts. The A-side, cover of Smokestack Lightning. We're having the B-side, 1,000 Miles Cheating on Me. But get this, here's some more great promo copy. Example 1, Shazam, The Inner Thoughts. Are ready to capture your city with the first Paris Tower release, which is a far-out, fuzz-toned, revamped arrangement of Smokestack Lightning. Rumbling into high gear, this Clearwater, Florida group has made a name for itself among the cool set on Florida's west coast. And in talking about this track, they say, this is a surprisingly original number with a wild mod mood featuring tonal transitions indescribable in print. The Inner Thoughts will be around for a long time. Well, I think they just had the one release on Paris Tower. So this is The Inner Thoughts, 1,000 Miles Cheating on Me.
Experience the freewheeling kicks known as tripping out. Hear the music that puts them out of sight.
We'll be right back. Our nation is witnessing a merciless campaign to indoctrinate our children.
The Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Podcast.
Russet is the subtle one. Russet is the quick one. Russet is the obvious one. Russet is the slow one. Russet knows what goes. Russet, a fool to its toes. Russet, as wise as an owl. Russet, as dumb as a scowl. Russet just kind of is. Russet makes sense though. Russet, nonsensically so. Russet, like a hero full of zero. Russet, russet.
Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show, episode 486, our fourth and final psychedelic September episode for this year. Four tracks: The Inner Thoughts, 1,000 Miles Cheating on Me, followed by The David off an album called Another Day, Another Lifetime, a 1967 LP, The David out of LA. Probably best known for the track 40 Miles, minor hit around Bakersfield. These guys started as a garage band, but introduced more esoteric and baroque elements into their album, Another Day, Another Lifetime. They founded in 65 as The Reasons, recorded 2 7-inch singles for 20th Century Fox. So we had The David with Time M, followed by Ken Nordine off that Colours LP I've featured a few times over the last few months. Ken Nordine with Russet. Then The Vegetable Garden, 7-inch 45 from 1969. The Vegetable Garden out of Australia. Track that appears on A Forest of Gold Tops in the Land of Oz. It's a 1997 compilation. So The Vegetable Garden, described by Richie Unterberger on the All Music site. Great resource for this sort of music. He described it as particularly contrived pop psych. And it's been described as a soupy, disorientating mix of phasing, backwards effects, tape cut-ups, tempo changes, and mood shifts. The Vegetable Garden, Even Stevens, is the track out of Australia. Dig what you hear?
Yeah!
Check out back episodes of Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast. Always available across all good podcasting providers, including Apple Podcasts, TuneIn.com, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry, Player.fm, MyTuner Radio, Mixcloud, Castbox, Podbean, Pod Directory, and many more.
Yeah.
Well, here's a super obscurity from 1967. Totally unknown band. They came from Sacramento. One off single, the A and B side, the same track, one sans vocals. On a label called RC Enterprise, if in fact it's even a label, I'd call this one more proto-psych. The Flowers of Purple with Love's So Free.
Thank you.
I know what it does to you. And I know the evil feeling that you feel when you sing it.
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Phil Gray's
retrospect.
My mind, my heart at last fell.
and I am free. Through one must with him, one must with him.
Cool, obscure psych tracks. Flowers of Purple, Love So Free topped that set. Then Davy Allen and the Arrows. He's pretty well known as a guitarist, of course, for his work on soundtracks to biker movies and teen movies, almost always backed by the Arrows. We had a track called The Young World, cool instrumental, also known as Fuzz Theme. It's off the soundtrack LP Teenage Rebellion. Then we had The Naz from Philadelphia, formed 1967, featuring principal songwriter Todd Rundgren. Their first major concert, opening for The Doors. And of course, they took their name from that Yardbirds track, The Naz Are Blue. So a track off their 1968 debut LP, self-titled, called Naz, the song Open My Eyes. Then wrapping the set, picture and information on this band up on our Instagram and Facebook. They are called The 40 Watt Banana. Super psychedelic name. Have you heard of them? Well, they're from here in New Zealand. 7-inch 45 on HMV, actually 1971. So a little later in their career, because they formed in 1968, described as an Indo-Afro-psych band from New Zealand. A side of that 45 from 40 Watt Banana, the track called Nirvana.
There are mamas and daddies today that know how to turn their children loose to go to the dance, and young people that know how to dance today but don't know how to do that which is right.
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Let's go global with the D Swooners. Filipino quintet, formed 1963. Spotted by a Japanese talent scout who took them back to Japan, they released some singles and LPs in Japan, including a very successful psychedelic group soundtrack, Please Please Trina, on Philips in 1968. But I love this one the most. The D Swooners out of the Philippines, with a cover of Purple Haze.
Oh! end of town. Help me. Help me.
Dial in and turn on with Phil Gray's Retrospect, your number one source for 60s garage, freak beat, and psychedelia.
don't like the amateur quality of some of the writing and the out-of-tune singing.
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Thank you.
Three Global Psych selections, D Swooners with Purple Haze. Awesome. Followed by Lost Beats. Picture and information up on our Instagram and Facebook. Lost Beats from El Salvador, 1969-45 on Decessa Records. Famous track, of course. Inna Gadda Da Vida is done by Lost Beats out of El Salvador. Then, something new to me, in fact, just in the last week or so. What a find. It's called Popera Cosmic. That's the name of the LP. It is considered to be France's first dedicated psychedelic album and the shrouded blueprint for a hugely influential Gallic concept album phenomenon that followed. Spearheaded by people that wrote for Vangelis and apparently based on an embryonic concept co-conspired by a teenage Jean-Michel Jarre, or Jarre, instantly deleted in 1969. The LP includes the first pressed instrumentals by members of a band called Space Art. Other members of the rhythm section would later be known as a prog rock group called Alice. So subtitled Les Eclaves, The Slaves, it's a street theatre rock opera type of thing. Amazing. 50 years old, very cool album. Popera Cosmic, P-O-P-E-R-A Cosmic. I recommend you check it out on YouTube. So out of France, track called Aurora Cosmic. Great addition to this fourth and final episode of Psychedelic September.
Phil Gray's
retrospect.
Let's squeeze in one from Brazil, a band called The Pops. They recorded for Equipe Records in Brazil. But get this. This one, a 7-inch, 33 and a third RPM single. Brazilian instrumental rock group formed 1963 in Rio de Janeiro. Big part of the Yeah Yeah wave that hit its stride in 65 and 66. They appeared on a bunch of TV programs and were immediately contacted by no fewer than 9 record companies. Around 1968, their band started changing members and spin-off groups resulted, including Os Popularis and Parada 5. So they're called The Pops. Here's another Hendrix tribute called Som Imaginario de Jimi Hendrix. We'll be right back. Brazil's the Pops, bringing us to the end of episode 486 of Retrospect and the end of Psychedelic September. I've had an absolute blast creating the last 4 weeks of shows. Hope you've enjoyed it too. And you know what? I've got more stuff that I've discovered in the last month. I've been digging. And I'm going to do a bonus fifth episode, actually. So next week, episode 487, we'll be doing more of this before we get back to the classic 60s garage that Retrospect is best known for. So I do hope you've enjoyed it. Thank you so much for joining me for this and the feedback you've given me. Remember, you're very welcome to contact me anytime via the Retrospect Facebook page. And if you get a chance to rate or review these podcasts, I'd really appreciate that as well. Right, we're going out with an instrumental. This one from actually an easy listening symphonic group called 101 Strings Orchestra. Trademark sound, ambient music, 150 LPs or so. There's only one I'm interested in. Came out 1968. It's 101 strings with Astro Sounds from beyond the year 2000. This track's called Trippin' on Luna 07. What a cool way to wrap Psychedelic September. Thanks so much. I'm Phil Gray for Retrospect 60s Garage Funk Show. Connect with Retrospect. Retrospect's Garage Punk Radio on Facebook and Retrospect 60s Garage Punk on Instagram. And for back episodes, find Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and lots more great podcasting platforms.